Connecticut Attorney General William Tong says there needs to be a review of federal law to hold Facebook, Twitter, and other social media providers more accountable. He gives the example of Section 230 of the Federal Communication Decency Act, which protects providers from liability even if misinformation is posted on their platforms.
Justice Jackson famously said, "The Constitution is not a suicide pact." And it has been said by the Supreme Court, you can't shout fire in a crowded theater, right? You don't have the constitutional right now to start a panic. And so it is a difficult, sometimes noxious stew when we're talking about misinformation and disinformation, but it is doing real damage right now.
Tong spoke at a Constitution Day event at Sacred Heart University in Fairfield. The university is the licensee of WSHU Public Radio.
You're listening to After All Things, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut-New York region.
Coming up, New Yorkers seem to like their new governor. Are gun makers marketing more to minorities? And the house where Old Blue Eyes still sings.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone.
Many New Yorkers have a favorable opinion of Governor Kathy Hochul. That's according to a new poll from the Siena College Research Institute. Ian Pickus has more.
Less than a month after taking office, New York Governor Kathy Hochul is viewed favorably by 42% of voters and unfavorably by 17%. The poll found voters say Hochul, who took over for disgraced Governor Andrew Cuomo, has a more collaborative approach to government leadership than her predecessor, by a 52 to 18% margin. Nearly three quarters say it's exciting to have the state's first female governor. Steve Greenberg is a spokesman for the poll.
Early on, she certainly has the ability to control the bully pulpit and make news. She's been across the state multiple times in her first few weeks as governor.
As for the pandemic, New York voters generally support COVID-19 vaccine mandates.
65% of New Yorkers say they support employers requiring their employees to be vaccinated. Even higher, 69% say they support schools requiring vaccines for teachers and staff.
The poll of 700 registered voters in New York was conducted September 7th through 12th and has a margin of error of 4.2 percentage points.
That's Ian Pickus reporting. The firearms industry is exploiting fear of hate crimes to sell more guns to Asian Americans. That's according to gun control advocates in a new study led by the Violence Policy Center. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Advocates say groups like the NRA and the Newtown, Connecticut-based National Shooting Sports Foundation have targeted people of color since 2015. But since the pandemic, they've started groups and social media campaigns to reach Asian Americans. Poe Murray, who is Korean American, is with the Newtown Action Alliance. The group was founded after the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting.
I call on my fellow Asian Americans to reject the corporate gun lobby's attempt to exploit our fear and anxiety. Guns are manufactured to kill.
Asian Americans own fewer guns and experience less gun violence than other ethnicities, but suicide is one of the leading causes of death for young Asian Americans. Advocates say more guns will lead to higher suicide rates. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Coming up, how one Frank Sinatra fan spreads a little joy every summer. But first, headlines and a message from After All Things supporter.
Support for After All Things comes from Hartford Healthcare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
You you can forget about going near these animals. Police in Stonington, Connecticut are warning residents about aggressive wild minks after a person was chased by an unfriendly one yesterday. The furry creatures look like pet ferrets, but they're not friendly, and they're being spotted more near Stonington Point. Police say the animals can be super territorial and aggressive when approached. Southampton Village on Long Island will block the sale of cannabis within its borders. New York State lawmakers voted to legalize the retail sales and recreational use of marijuana in July. The law gave local governments the right to block sales inside their own jurisdictions. The law lets local governments block sales, but they cannot block the possession of personal use of the substance. Governor Hochul wants New York dispatchers and communications workers to be classified as first responders. Last week, she signed legislation which recognizes the critical frontline work done by public safety dispatchers and responders. It was part of a trio of bills to mark the 20th anniversary of 9/11. It's not unusual to hear music on a boardwalk in New Jersey on a nice summer day, but there's one house where the music plays all day, every summer. And it's always the same performer coming from the speakers, Frank Sinatra. WSHU's Davis Donovan brings us the story as part of his series, Off the Path.
It's a sunny Saturday morning on the boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach on the northern coast of New Jersey. I walk past an arcade and an aquarium, and I hear the strains of this from somewhere up ahead.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances.
Strangers in the Night by Frank Sinatra, coming from a little wooden house covered in big glass windows with a spacious front porch.
We're right on the boardwalk, and the beach is right there.
Susan Stiniford meets me at the door.
The views are spectacular. They're unobscured. You could see the boats, the barges, all the fishing boats going out.
This was Susan's father's home. He was Paul Smith, once chairman of marketing and distribution at Sony Music. He wanted a retirement home that looked out on the ocean, so he asked his son-in-law, Susan's husband, to build it in the 80s. Patrick Stiniford had help from Susan's brother. They bought an old house on the boardwalk and tore it down. And a few summers later, Paul decided to hang a couple PA speakers on the porch outside his house and play some Sinatra records for passersby.
Most people like Sinatra music, and he said he's had very few complaints. I think he maybe two complaints out of the whole time he was ever playing music that people wanted to hear something else.
Susan and Patrick inherited the house after Paul died in 2002. They don't live here, but they take care of the place, and they keep the music going through the summer. But there's something pretty special inside the house, too, in the basement.
We'll go downstairs.
Lots of memorabilia from Paul Smith's years as a record producer.
The whole wall down here, you can see that.
It's covered in photos and artwork. There's a few paintings of Paul done by Tony Bennett, and some of the records Paul worked on.
This is what you would call a platinum record, right?
Right.
As in the soundtrack to Titanic with the song My Heart Will Go On. There were pictures of Paul with rock stars and celebrities.
Walter Cronkite, Bruce.
No way.
A very early Bruce Springsteen.
Danny Kaye.
Billy Joel.
He was back when he had hair.
He was good friends with him.
But one celebrity is notably missing.
He never did meet Frank Sinatra. He almost did in a bar, I think it was in the city, but he actually never did physically meet him. Just loved his music.
So why in the world did Paul choose Sinatra and only Sinatra? You'd think his daughter Susan would have the answer, but
I don't know why he chose Sinatra. I really don't.
Maybe it was just the idea of having someone classic, timeless, yet forever linked with New Jersey. Someone who put a smile on the face of everyone who passed by on the boardwalk.
They'd stop and they would dance, young kids, old couples. He loved people noticing the house.
Susan says this summer may well be the last summer of Sinatra.
We're almost ready to sell. The time has come, I think, to sell the house.
What would you want people to remember, or what would you want the ultimate legacy of the Sinatra house to be?
Welcoming. A happy spirit.
But who knows? Maybe the next owner will keep the tradition alive. This is Off the Path from WSHU Public Radio. I'm Davis Donovan. On a detour through New Jersey, before I head back to my usual route, from New York to Boston.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org.
And as always, you can send us your thoughts and story ideas to news@WSHU.org. After All Things is supported by Hartford Healthcare.
I'm Bill Buckner.
And I'm Sabrina Garone. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk tomorrow.